You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Misha, and this is the first episode of Surviving the Mind podcast. I got three special guests, my BFFs. I got Monica. Ooh, Monica, say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
I got Brooke.
Woo, woo.
And then I got my sister, Trisha.
Woo, what up?
She coming to the Big Girl podcast.
Big Girl. Whoa.
Thank y'all for being here. I'm so excited.
No problem.
Okay, so what y'all want to talk about first? Let's talk about Jussie Smollett first.
Okay.
So we know what's been going on. So he said at 6 o'clock in the morning, he was walking in Chicago. He's got some Subway, got him a little ham and cheese. And some guys, some guys beat him up.
Yeah.
Put a new
and then
on
put him. MAGA hat and with the MAGA hat and everything. What y'all feel? Y'all believe him? I'm not gonna lie. At first, I did believe him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that I believed him. I was just like, oh dang, that's messed up.
Yeah.
But then when more stuff started coming out, I was just like,
I didn't know Subway was open at 6 a.m.
Me either.
Girl, they serve breakfast now.
What
Subway y'all going to?
Serve breakfast. Our Subway by our house had a fly. She had a fly in her sandwich, like so in the meat and the cheese.
No.
So I'm just turned off by all Subway.
So when I first heard like the 6 a.m. Subway thing, I'm like, what? Subway open at 6 a.m. where?
He was in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, like, honest to God, y'all, when I first saw the story, I was like, dang, that's so messed up. Like, I really believed him. But honest to God, part of me don't necessarily believe the story, but part of me still feel like he didn't have as much to do with it as they trying to say that he did, because what reason does he have to do that? Like, why would you just make something like that up?
Right.
For no beneficial gain or anything.
He the gay Tupac. That's what he said.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
That's what he said.
But they said he was going to face like what? Well, he was going to,
he was facing 16 charges.
Are you for real?
Yeah, they trumped the charges on him. So, like,
That's the problem I had with it.
And now the city of Chicago is still coming after him to pay money for the investigation. They're going after him civilly since they couldn't get him criminally. And it's like, but do you say that to, you know, white women who accuse black men of rape and they didn't do it? Do you make them pay civilly? Or a woman who, you know, claimed that somebody put their hands on her and they didn't? Like, if you're going to go after him like that, you need to go after everybody who lied like that.
But I feel like when white people be just hanging, I don't want to just say white people, but when, like, Caucasians be hanging around, I don't want them to have that conversation like, how can I put it? I don't want them to have a conversation like we just always trying to make it like a racial thing. Do y'all feel like they be having that conversation when it's just them?
No. Well, I feel like it's different for us. And I mean, to a certain extent, I get people say like it's not all about race. But y'all have to realize like our race is like a huge part of our lives.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's something that like we always have to think about.
Yeah.
You know, Caucasians, they don't always have to think about those things that we have to think about as black people. So for us, a lot of times it is about race.
Yeah.
You know, and for them, well, that no, it's not about race. It's just that, no, that, it no, is it race. Is. Like, it's such a huge part of our lives. Like, it's just something that we can't ignore and not make it about race.
Yeah. I would say this. This past year, for the entire year, my senior year of college, I was the only black girl in my entire building.
Right. Mm.
I lived with all white people in my apartment. But it was interesting because when I found out I was the only black girl in the apartment, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to walk in. It's going to be Confederate flags hanging everywhere. It's going to be Donald Trump bumper stickers everywhere. And it wasn't like that. And they were really cool. And, like, I really got along with them. And we became, like, really close friends. But we did have to have the conversation of, you know, because one of my roommates who her and I became really close, she really did, like, had a conversation, like, oh, Monica, sometimes it's not even about race, and you, and I'm like, and I had to explain to her, like, no, I can't wake up one day and just take my blackness off. The way that I see the world and the way that the world reacts to me is tied to my race 100% all the time. And so race is always something that you have to consider.
Absolutely. But I kind of agree with them. Like, I forgot who said the quote. But every issue is not just a white versus black issue. Because I feel like the same way we begin on Caucasian people killing black people is the same way we should begin on ourselves killing ourselves.
I feel like
before we tap this Caucasian people killing African American people, we need to get on African American people killing African American people. And it just be about the stupidest stuff. Like, I just read the guy, he killed the other guy because he messed with his baby mama. Like, I feel like that stuff, that's just so, like, stupid to me.
No, like, I 100% agree, but I think that sometimes, especially when you're in the news and the media, we are not as aware of that the same stuff happened in other communities as well. That's not
girl,
black.
You better
community.
Say that.
Just like it's black on black crime, mm-hmm. it's white on white crime.
Absolutely, say that, girl.
It's Hispanic on Hispanic crime.
Absolutely.
Asian. So, like, but you know,
it's crime.
So
period.
That needs to be addressed within all communities,
absolutely.
Not just our community. And even though black on black crime still exists, we should still have a problem with other races killing us or treating
right.
us wrong or discriminating against us. And we can say, yeah, this is something that we still need to address within our own community. But mm-hmm. while we addressing that, we also are about to address y'all because y'all are wrong. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, I 100% agree with you that some stuff within our community does absolutely need to be addressed. And, you know, but that does not give Caucasian people the pass. Like, well, we focusing on ourselves, so we can't point out y'all wrongness
right.
or correct y'all, because we can.
Right.
And so I think it's a situational thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Based off of the situation, this is, I'm not saying that race is the end all be all and how we make our decisions and how, but it does play a factor. It does have a role in the way that we see the world.
Right.
And it plays a role in the way other races see the world. And we are a product of our environment.
So, I agree.
That's just how I feel about it.
I agree. Do y'all feel like it was necessary for them to take him off of Empire?
No. I mean, you got, like, people like Mel Gibson who is racist to Will Fault, who be letting Jewish people have it, and we still go see his movies, and we, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was that extreme. And, you know, the people who were that offended by whatever happened would just stop watching the show. Nobody forcing you to watch Empire mm-hmm. on Wednesday
I don't
nights.
Think it was that necessary for them to. That's his job.
Yeah,
we ain't listening
job.
To his music. Like, I'm not.
No,
I'm not. So, like, that's his live. I mean, you know, even though it is looking like he really is telling a lie, but I don't think it was more. I mean, first of all, Empire has really gone down.
Oh, girl, tell me about it.
It just be so stupid now. Like, everybody dying. Lucy's got a fake leg. Cookie cheating. It's like, okay, y'all need to come up with a better storyline.
After Lucius lost that leg, I had to tap out.
I didn't even see that. I did not even
Lucius
see that. First of all, after homeboy went into the psych hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped
girl,
watching.
You in season two.
Yeah, that's what I mean. After that,
I
it was a wrap for me. It was good. No, it was real. I used to watch it faithfully. And then it was like so much stuff started happening. I was just like, okay, I got to chill.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, moving on to a sad topic.
Nip.
The marathon continues.
Neighborhood. So, this is the worst night. Okay, so me, Corey, Trisha, Keisha, Brittany, and Brian. Was you with us, Trisha? And you and little Trisha was with us. Went to go see Us. I can't tell y'all what that movie was about. I don't even want to know because that movie got my mind twisted. But then we had to go to we was going to the bowling alley after, but I had to stop and get some gas. And I got back in the car. They
I
like,
had so much fun that
like,
night with y'all.
She said, Shut we weren't invited. It's okay.
Y'all be in Flint.
Okay, relax.
MC.
Okay, don't tell nobody that. Relax.
Anyway, so we had went and that was like Nip died. When I tell y'all, I felt like Nipsey was my cousin.
Yeah.
Like, that hit me.
Yeah.
That really, we didn't even bowl. That was how messed up we was. Yeah. And I had to sleep in the bed with Trisha. I was toe up.
Yeah, we was all toe
and
up.
I had to I texted ex of mine. And I was like, his name Shep. I think we all know who I'm talking about. The one that Brick let me call one night.
Oh,
and
God.
I texted him. I said, I've been having these weird dreams, but I was. And I was like, that my parents are going to tell me something bad about, like something bad has happened to you. And he was like, that's crazy because I've been feeling like something bad going to happen to me, too. I was toe up. I said, oh, no.
Did something bad happen to him?
Well.
Yeah, he lost
you. I don't see that delivered no more on the thing. So either he got a new phone, he don't be on social media, or he out living his best life. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
My heart was like, I thought it was a joke at first. Because, you know, they always saying somebody died and they still be alive. So I really didn't believe
I went on Shade Room
first.
Just to confirm it. Because Shade Room,
you gotta
I
go
love
on Shade Room. Room.
So
gotta
I
go.
Shout out
to Shade Room.
Shout out to Shade Room.
Let me check Shade Room.
Yeah. Hold on.
But I was super sad. Like, it was just... And I think for me, the biggest thing is, like, I'm super close with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So... Just watching his brother talk at his funeral,
yeah,
like
I couldn't watch it all.
I literally cried his brother because I don't even know how to explain.
You getting emotional now?
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying that sibling relationship is just like
special.
Me and Brick got a going joke. We call each other life partners.
Like for real,
like, it don't matter who come and go. We together. Like,
so yeah. I just and then
that's how it should
for
be.
His children because my father has just been like a huge like has made a huge impact in my life and mm-hmm. is such like a crucial part
yeah.
of like
I thought
who
about
I am.
That too.
So
yep.
I can't even imagine like being
not
12
my dad. Yeah.
And then being where I am now without my dad. Like I can't imagine growing up and yep. not having my father there. And like he will have other male roles, but it's nothing
and like,
your
daddy.
Oh my goodness. And he was an awesome father. Like y'all should watch his videos about like fatherhood and stuff. Like he was
in
just
a way,
amazing.
Let me tell you something. You females brag differently when they know that they man ain't gonna let nobody say nothing crazy to them.
Yeah.
When you know your man is well respected.
Yeah.
Lauren, she flow differently. I think even Tiny flow differently because she know, like, I think Keisha K.R.
I don't know. They be coming for Tiny.
Well.
They do be coming from my girl Tiny.
I love
even
Tiny.
Though I love Tiny.
No, I'm not saying that people. I'm not Tiny. Saying people don't go. I'm saying her flow is different. Like
Tiny,
she got a different
aura
about
different.
Her.
Tiny,
yeah.
If
but
you
see,
listen
this is
to
my
this,
thing
I love
Tiny.
You.
Like, okay, yeah, my husband gonna check you for disrespecting me, but then how it looked that he disrespected me.
He sure
like,
don't get caught with the
like,
other women,
this
though.
This nigga always getting caught.
Bro,
what can I say that? He always getting caught with other girls and other females. But then you checking people for disrespecting me, and you that's the ultimate disrespect because you're doing it publicly, and you know who you are. You know it's always going to be people waiting and watching, and you don't care.
Yeah.
So then it's like, yeah, you standing up for me, but then we both
it's like a slap in the face.
Laughed.
So I wouldn't even put Tiny on that list.
He slapped your girl booty. He slapped Miss, what was her name off of Greenleaf, y'all? Mrs. Skanks. Y'all don't watch Greenleaf?
Yeah,
Miss Skanks. That was Mrs. Skanks.
No. You no, that was a different girl.
No, it's not. No, the one he hit the booty on.
Yes, that was a different girl.
No, I promise you it wasn't. Go back and look on the video.
It wasn't her. It was a different girl.
Because he had helped the girl.
Yeah, this girl.
She was going through something.
She was protesting Houston.
Yeah.
That's her.
Watch out. No, it's not. That was when he was on FaceTime with the girl. And it was Skanks. From Greenleaf.
Ooh, Miss Gaines got to get that together.
But the booty smack was a different girl from Houston.
Okay. That's crazy, though.
See, this is how if we just go, I know this is not on your notes, but let me just say this. I feel like it's levels to cheating. Like, it's levels to it. Like, for you to cheat on me is disrespectful and that's wrong. But then for you to cheat on me... You even more disrespectful if you cheat on me with somebody I know, somebody in my circle, or somebody who doesn't know the score.
Yeah.
You cheat on me with somebody who's like I know he got a girl. I'm gonna be on the low. I'm not about to be disrespectful with it. But you cheat on me with a girl who, like, that's why I got your man. But now I really got a problem with you because you didn't think enough of me to even do your stuff on the down low. You didn't care. That's like the ultimate sign of disrespect. And so, even after you ultimately disrespect me like that, you can't check nobody else for disrespecting me because you wrong. Like, you are so wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to cheat on me at all, but if you're going to cheat on me, at least have enough respect and courtesy to make sure it's on the low.
Right. I definitely feel like it's levels. I feel like all men cheat. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, my God. We had this conversation all the time. Y'all,
I got a question. Are we going to go there? Are we going to go there?
I want to go there. I feel like all men cheat.
Let's go there then, bro.
No, that's so wrong. No,
I feel like all men cheat. At some point or another, all men cheat. Now, say this. You have some guys who cheat. You know why they 17, 18, 19. Then later down the road, they're faithful. Then you got the guys who just cheat throughout. And then you got the guys who, you know, I feel like it's different periods.
Mm.
You know, each guy, like, he might have cheated back then, but he don't cheat now.
But that could be a woman, too. Like, absolutely. I feel like women go through cheating.
Okay, but let's just be honest. Men do cheat more than women.
Absolutely.
I think men get caught more than women.
No, I know.
That's a cop out. I think men cheat more than women.
We smoother with
women. We are smoother, but I think men cheat more than us.
And
it's definitely levels to it. I feel like, okay, you cheat. I should never know that you cheat.
That's what I'm saying. So if you make it publicly, then that's play the ultimate sign of disrespect.
Let your side chick know that's my girl, period. Okay, me and you gonna do what we do on the side or whatever the perks she get from that. Okay, we doing on the side, but don't ever confront my girl. Like,
Confront anybody. You better not tell Jesus about
it. This is going with us. Tell our
literally. Don't you tell a soul.
So can I ask y'all a question?
Uh oh.
Do y'all think that?
Uh oh.
You can cheat and it not be an emotional thing? Like, I know because I've had this conversation with guys and it's like, oh, when I cheated, it wasn't because I loved her any less or it wasn't an emotional
thing. See, this is
what
I should have had. Next time, I'm going to get Corey up here.
I was about to say, because
Corey, he says, like, if people, that's my godbrother, but he says, like, when for women, it's emotional. Even my dad says that. It's emotional
for women.
But when they just do it, they just do it. And it's be like, no.
When a woman cheat, bro, it's because my needs are not being met. And not just physically, but just because something is missing and I'm going to find it somewhere else. So, for women, it's emotional.
I heard a guy say, like, sometimes guys cheat. Like, so a girl was asking him, like, y'all would have a whole meal at home and still cheat. And he was like, well, sometimes cheating is just us grabbing the snack on the way home before dinner.
You disrespectful. You better save yourself for that steak.
He hungry.
I mean, you better save yourself for that steak.
Like, look, then we all need a little snack on our way home.
Some nourishment.
I'm just playing.
Y'all are so irritating. No, but
cheating is wrong, period.
Could you ever see yourself cheat?
Yes, I have. I've cheated.
Misha.
I have cheated. I'm not in a relationship right now, so can't nobody be offended. But I've definitely cheated on somebody before.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Innocent.
I've cheated on two people before.
Misha, shut up.
They don't know.
Did you get caught? Or was it like, because women are so much better at hiding it.
First of all, half women like to give it away. Well, you know I cheated. No, I'm just
That's why I cheated on you.
First one I didn't get caught with. The second one. Well, technically, I don't call that one cheating because me and him was going through it and he had really pissed me off. And so I called myself trying to take a little picture with the guy and I put the little heart emoji.
That's not cheating.
Okay, but then I only cheated once. But then he got mad. He got so mad at me, girl. Now he married, got divorced, got a baby, then moved on. I said, look at me. Look at me.
Oh, no.
You dodged the bullet.
Girl,
thank the Lord.
Thank you, God. Oh, no. I guess I only have cheated once. But y'all know who the love of my life was. I would never. I could never see myself cheating on him ever.
That's what I'm saying. Like women,
because that's my that was my heart.
Women, like when you have us, mm-hmm. that's it. Like we don't see.
Because you gotta work at keeping me. Ain't no, that's it.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's an emotional thing for us. Like women, when we fall in love, there's like, and this is so sad to a certain extent. There's nothing that we won't do, like. When you got us, you got us. Like, that's it.
Do you really think that?
I know that because I've seen it so many times.
But you really think that? Wait, before I finish what I'm saying, can we say the N-word on here?
No, or is that, you can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, so you really feel like once a guy has earned your heart, he just got it forever?
No. I didn't say that about me. We ain't going to get into me and how I think and how I act, but I'm saying women. I ain't say Brooke.
No, don't paint women with that brush.
But Monica, women are very emotional, and when we fall in love, I feel like...
So you're not a... What? If you just said that's not you, but then you said women, which one is it?
Okay, we just going to leave that next question.
You don't know?
No, y'all don't. She doesn't get what I'm saying, well, or maybe I can't articulate.
Are you saying
it correct.
Generally women? Act
okay,
like that?
Thank you, college degree girl.
Yes,
come on.
Eastern Michigan University.
Ghetto Eastern. No, I'm just playing. Shout out to the Eagles.
Right. All right.
I'm no, but alumni. That's what it is. Generally women, not all women. Generally, not me.
Hey Whitney.
When women fall in love,
y'all say hey to Whitney.
Hey Whitney. What's up, boo?
Winnie, y'all here. Winnie moved to what, New York, Texas? She out here. Winnie don't even come talk to me no more.
Uh-oh.
We used to be clowning in school.
Look at her. She didn't glow.
She out here. She out here. She out here. What else do you want to talk about? Kelly? What? R. Kelly?
No, don't say some wrong stuff. Let's skip that one.
Your filter, you gonna have a filter?
No.
You gotta say something.
This is the first podcast. I can't just come
can
out.
You
step, like
can
that.
You separate his allegations from his music?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. A lot of people can
R. Kelly.
I agree.
Shout out to 12. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop.
I don't want to be not politically correct.
Don't, Monica, don't.
I can definitely separate. Can I say something? That man know he can sing, no, bro.
Oh,
did y'all see
God.
That video of him singing in a sauna? This dude was at the gym. He, you know, people go to the sauna after
the
workout.
I did.
Oh, what's that? The steam room?
Homeboy was.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Homeboy was tearing it up.
Yeah, he knows he can sing. He knows he can sing. Like, bro.
We can't even talk about this because I.
Can you name 10 Kelly songs right now? I can.
Okay. Ignition.
Okay.
Backyard Party.
Backyard okay. Party. Love Letter.
Okay.
I Believe I
number
Can
one
Fly.
Hit.
No. Step in the Name of Love.
Number one hit. Radio
half
Message.
Half on the Baby.
Ooh, that's my song.
Radio Message.
I
don't
Bump
see
and
nothing,
grind.
Right? I'm about to say that.
Your Body.
Happy People.
I'm a Flirt.
Happy People.
That's 12 songs right there. 11 or 12.
That man. Woo.
Man.
Kelly.
Let's just skip
this
topic.
Yeah, next question. Because
y'all not about
Kales.
To put me in a trick bag.
I can't do Kales.
Y'all gonna go viral.
Yeah, I can't do Kales.
No.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
But the question is, can you separate? You can't. So
from me?
Saying,
yeah,
I can. Separate
yeah,
the can. Allegations from the music.
Yes.
Okay. How's Uncle Phil feel about it?
You'll have to ask him about that.
Yeah, we haven't had that conversation.
Bring him
with
in
him.
On the podcast.
Oh,
yeah, he'll love to tell you how he feels.
He'll let you feel about a lot of stuff.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
My dad is very open and
yes.
honest.
It took us to get older for him to really open
Ooh,
up.
That
to
brings
us.
Me that reminds me of something.
Okay.
So I have this person, and when I talk about it, y'all gonna know who I'm talking about. I have this person who's dating this person.
Uh-oh.
Who doesn't have a car, doesn't have a house, but buying all different stuff. That's unacceptable.
We did have that conversation.
That is unacceptable.
Absolutely.
But not just on his behalf, but on her behalf, too. I'm not about to keep doing. I'm not about to keep like.
Do we have to? Do we have to comment on this?
They don't know who I'm talking about. I'm just saying. Would y'all do that?
No.
I couldn't because it's priorities.
I actually have like a couple of friends that do that though. What? To be honest with you.
Do what?
Like that are dating people that like they don't like have a house, they don't have a car, they ain't got a job, and they just taking them anywhere they want to go. And I feel like that's has something to do with self-esteem. I feel like I'm the self-esteem expert because I had low self-esteem. I did. I feel like I'm a self-esteem. What's the word? What I'm about to say? The self-esteem.
Expert. Misha is crazy.
I feel like that comes from low self-esteem. And I don't know if it comes from not having a daddy in your life. But my daddy be like, I feel like if I was to marry somebody that my parents are like, I honestly don't feel like
we're not even getting down the aisle.
Period. But you never know. I feel like people settle.
They do. Yeah. That is so. But if my family
saying nah, this ain't the one, then that ain't the one.
People settle though. People settle.
They do.
We just had the conversation on our way here. We asked our auntie, like, what type of guys do you see us ending up with?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. The type of guys she told us she see us ended up with, I was really shocked.
Mm.
But I do agree
with you. Brooke run a roughneck.
No, I don't.
Yes, she
do. No, and that's what
you
I
can't
said.
Have no passive man. You going to run all over him.
No, but see, that's where.
Look at her smiling.
No, that's a huge misconception about me, though. Like, that I'm like that, but I kind of need, like, a nice guy.
I can't.
Yeah, she
got to.
I ran over and...
Lord, no, you got to be able to handle this mouth, because this mouth is...
That's what I'm saying.
But
honestly, I dated somebody, and he was very sweet. You know, he was older than me. Like, he would come around to school, like, Lathrop all the time.
Uh-oh. He had we multiple, got a little R. Kelly.
He, no, I'm just... He was
Uncle Doug.
Better get it.
He don't know about this one.
Uh oh.
He was a mechanic and he had a little bit of coin.
Oh my God, this man was grown.
No. If I'm 20, then.
But you were in high school.
Ty. If I'm
you
20
just said
now.
His name.
Ty. I'm going to say Ty. Then Ty had to have been 24.
Now or then?
Now.
Oh, okay.
Or 23, about to be 24.
We got R. Kelly on our hands.
Now, 23,
you don't think I would end up with a roughneck?
No.
You want to end up with a roughneck, Monica?
No, I don't want to end up with a roughneck. Sometimes it's just annoying that people don't think I could end up with a roughneck.
Why do you want to end up with a roughneck?
I don't. I just say I don't want to end up with a roughneck, but... What type of vibe do I want to
hook y'all up? You
couldn't...
and Ty, I think y'all be a great couple. No
First
lie.
Of all, I don't want nobody who you already been with.
That's just
the
he
I
was
love
sweet.
You, girl, but I don't want to
He was very
share
sweet,
men.
But he couldn't. Mm-mm.
You think I would just like, let
we
a
got,
man
we
walk over
argue, We got into an argument, and then I was like, shut up, stop talking to me. He really shut it up, like. I'm like, okay.
You no. think I want somebody that that would just walk over me?
Girl.
Girl. Oh, God.
I can't take the messages. I know some women going to be mad like, bro, this is what I want. But he would text me like 3 times a day.
No, don't do that.
Long
don't
paragraphs
that.
Oh, like, I'm no. so in love with
oh,
you.
No.
You're the one for me.
If we talk every other day, I could live with that.
No.
Once
like,
a day.
And he would get mad when I'd be like, I would ignore his phone calls. Like, I'd be like, no, I can't do it today. But every morning, like, at first, you're like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. Like,
no.
You're like, you're going to be my wife. Like, you the beautiful thing in the world. Like, he'd call me. He said it in the morning and midday at night.
No.
And then after some while, I'm like, mm-mm.
No. I don't like that. Mm-mm. I don't like that.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm like, I don't know. It remind me, y'all remember in Wayne to Excel when the big dude was with the girl
yeah.
and he was like, I want to give you everything that you want and you need. That's how I felt like, nigga. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I felt like,
right.
boy.
But we can't say that word, Misha.
Okay, it's not a good word, but I'm sorry. If he want to bleep that out, I'm sorry. But I would have been like, I was just like, mm-mm. You know, and I tried. And you know what? I felt bad. And I prayed to the Lord. God knows, I pray to the Lord to make me love this man, but I couldn't love him.
Don't make me do something.
Because I felt like he was giving me everything that the one that we all know that I've loved for the majority of my life, what I wanted. Right. I feel like the other one didn't, I'm going to say my first love. I didn't feel like my first love gave me that compassion that I always wanted.
Right. I pray, Lord, give me what you want me to have.
That's my new prayer.
No, I'm not praying that at this point in my life. Because he might give me a pastor and I'm going to be pissed.
No, no. Lord, no.
I don't need to be with one either, but I ain't even playing that
I don't
hard
think
right
the
now.
Lord want me to be with a pastor.
At 25, I think I'll pray and ask the Lord to...
But just because I'm praying that now don't mean I'm going to get it now. I don't want to be anywhere close to getting married right now.
Oh, no. Not getting married right now. It's just...
I don't even want to be in a serious relationship right now.
Honestly, I don't think I want... I'm just so trying to create the bag right now.
Literally, okay? We got our whole lives ahead of us.
I'm just trying to pass school. I mean, I'm trying to pass school, work, church, football. I'm like,
I'm trying to get my master's degree.
I'm not even kidding, but this stage in my life, I just been thinking about, like, the past couple of days. It's just so uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if I'm going through, like, growing pains because I'm not really a kid anymore.
Are you going through menopause?
Growing pains. I'm not a child anymore, but I'm not fully an adult. So, it's just so
figuring it out. We are in the stage of figuring out. Before we started, like I was saying, I'm at the point where I literally wake up every day and don't know what to do with myself because I'm done with school.
Yeah.
What do I do? Okay, I'm going to get a job. I have a job lined up, but it's like, right now I wake up like, dang, what am I doing? I was waking up every day with the task of, you got to get your degree. That's your goal. Then you hit that, and it's like, what next?
Right. So can your boyfriend be friends with their ex?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, absolutely no. That's a no-no.
It depends. It depends on if that was like your first love type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Because, you know, that
but
first
you don't
love
know,
be
but
dangerous.
They're not going to tell you the honey about the person.
If I feel secure enough in our relationship.
Why not?
If I don't feel like he or like the person, I don't feel like the person will really tell you because they don't know how you will flip.
Then that speaks on our relationship because I feel like if I create a safe space for you and you create a safe space for me, to be honest, there's nothing that we shouldn't be able to tell each other. So you can tell me how head over heels you were in love with her. Now, do I agree with y'all still going to the movies, just the two of y'all? No.
I wouldn't say that. You can't go to the movies. I don't know. Well, you could do what you want to do. You're a grown man. But if you want to be friends with your ex, if I'm saying yes, then I feel secure enough in our relationship and I trust you. And I'm going to trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you. And
no,
because
some people
I think
feel
that
like you're giving them a
your
hall
relationship.
Pass. No.
Yeah.
Some guys see that like, oh, she giving me a hall pass to go do. No, I'm going to make it clear. I don't agree with you. Like you said, at the end of the day, you're a grown man. You're going to do what you want. But like I said, it depends. Now, if y'all just dated for 3 months, I ain't going to be like, no, you can't talk to her. Like, because I probably still cool with some of my exes. But not on no, everything has to be respectful. You know, if it's not disrespectful, then I don't mind.
Absolutely.
But as soon as homegirl feel like she can DM me or text me or, you know, pull up somewhere,
it should never
that's
get
a
to
problem.
That, it should
well,
never.
I would try to become friends with her, too. Because,
no.
Oh, no.
Monica,
no.
What is wrong with you?
Because
why do we need to be friends?
I'm not saying we got to be best friends or anything like that, but if you going to be friends with her and going to be hanging around with her, then why not?
No,
that
he's not.
Make me feel more
you need to be hanging with me. Why you still hanging with
touch
her
on
so
me.
Deep?
Feel on me.
I don't want to be my man only friend.
Lamicia.
She done gone wild.
I don't want to be my man only friend. I don't.
No, I'm not saying I got to be his only friend, but you saying he going to be around her all the time for what?
I didn't say all the time, but I'm saying if that's his friend, I want my man to know my friends. He ain't got to be best friends with him, but I want him to be cool with him. And if that's his friend,
yeah,
I'm going to be cool with them.
But I thought you meant like they hanging deep, thick as thieves.
No, like, I just mean, like, cause... I would want to get to know her enough to be like, hey, girl, you know.
Oh, yeah,
for like, sure. No, period. No, cut it off.
That's I want to know how she looks.
Past is in the past. Yeah, I'm I definitely going to go in that Instagram and look like,
No, I don't care what you have before me. You with me now. One. I could never be a two. Do you understand?
He bringing it to the future if he, like, okay, I'm still cool with my ex. So, I'm going to go and I'm going
to be careful of stuff like that, Monica. You got to be.
Like I said, my philosophy is I'm going to trust you until you give me a reason not to.
I have the total opposite philosophy.
Me too.
I'm not trusting you until you give me a reason to trust you.
Thank you.
No, trust is built.
I feel like because I've been burned so many times. Trust has got to be built.
It has to be earned. It has to be. Like, I'm not trusting no stranger with my heart, my feelings.
Yeah.
You know, my...
But if you got a wall up, how do you... They got a...
I didn't say I got a wall up. I'm just very cautious.
I do.
I'm...
That's a wall.
That's I keep trying to tell her that's a wall.
No, it's just being cautious and aware of your environment. That's all that is. You have to be mindful.
Oh, so it's a revolving door.
But do you hear how you sound? Can I just say, Brooke, do you hear how you sound? That's crazy because, okay, you saying he can't be friends with his ex and stuff like that.
I didn't say that.
But you bring in past experiences with trust into that relationship if you bring in a wall into it. That's not fair.
I'm trusting you a little bit. I'm not about to give you my whole,
that's
like,
what I ain't about to be like, take all of it.
I mean, of course you'll be cautious, y'all. You use your mind. You use logic and common sense when you build in relationships.
We just gonna ease on down the road. We not gonna run. But we just gonna ease.
I'm not saying running, but I'm not saying that I'm looking at you and I'm expecting you to treat me how everybody else in the past has, because that's not fair to you because you didn't do that.
No, but
it's not fair to come into a relationship with walls built from past relationships. That's insecurities, that's baggage. And that's a lot of women mess up good things like that because you are waiting for him to turn into the last guy.
I agree with that, but I feel like I'm not making you suffer for what they did, but I do realize you are still a human being.
And I can't forget.
Human beings, we do mess up.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
are
waiting for him to mess up.
Waiting for what?
So I'm not gonna treat him like he messed up until he messes up.
No. Give me a reason.
I'm just being cautious with my heart.
Thank you.
I've been hurt before. I've been through this before.
Thank you.
So guess what? I'm not about to give you my 100%. Okay, as we move on, as we go on.
That's not fair.
It's just a part of life.
I get both sides. I do.
Y'all are not telling the truth. If y'all say, okay, if you really loved a guy, and then that man cheated on you and he broke your heart, and then you get over him and you move on to the next relationship. Anybody is lying if they say that they're going to give their 110% into that next relationship. You're going to be like, okay, dang. Exactly. Like, he's going to do me like
I'll be looking
the last man.
You are making the new guy pay for the sins of the other guy.
They do it to us too. They just don't tell
us.
Which
is wrong. But no, this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't be cautious. I'm not saying don't take things slow. What I'm saying is if a guy from a previous relationship cheated on me and my next relationship, I'm not treating him like he already cheated on me.
I'm not acting like you're a guy, so I know you're going to cheat on me. So I'm only giving you
50% of what I would I gave 100.
I think what me and Brooke is trying to say is
like
I don't 100%. Think yeah I don't think I think y'all think we about to go in like I don't trust you. Give me your Instagram
phone.
Password.
Give
your dog.
No, I don't want any.
We're
of
just
that.
Saying like we're gonna ease into
exactly.
it. Like we're
like,
not about to just go.
Any relationship
full
you should
flesh.
Ease into though.
That's all we saying,
yeah.
Monica. Like I'm not saying I'm following you to the movies. I'm not doing none of that. What I'm saying is I'm just being cautious.
I feel like if I do that, we don't need to be together.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to go through your phone. I don't want to do none of that mess. If I got to go through your phone, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And we don't need to be together.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if y'all said y'all going to be cautious and stuff,
right.
I'm all for being cautious.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, I can't look at you like, okay, well, I got to be super careful with you because of what they did. I'm going to give you the same level that I gave them. I can't be, you know, walking on eggshells because of what old dude did. I'm on a new guy. And that's not the same person. And that's not fair to me or him to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put that on. I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket ever. So, no. I'm not.
Well, wait.
No.
At first, I'm not going to put all my eggs in the same basket.
Yes, let's make that clear.
Then when we move on and we trucking down 696 and I see that, you know, we about to, you know, move on to the next freeway, then I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to cut them off, you know, one by one.
No, he gotta make the move. He has to make the move first. When I see you showing me signs that we're serious, then I'll follow your lead. Like, I'm not. Mm. When you say I want to be exclusive, that's when we'll be.
Maybe
exclusive.
I've been but hurt a lot different. I'm a different breed.
Well, then they just gonna be waiting.
I don't care what they write.
But you ain't gonna wait forever, though. They ain't gonna wait forever. Well, no. Like, after a certain time, I'm just not gonna mess with you anymore because obviously we want different things.
Yeah. I feel that.
I feel like I need to have the same a conversation to establish that.
That's what I'm saying. When he starts that conversation, is when it will happen. I'm not. Going out.
So
there
I gotta. All right. So you my girlfriend. You my boyfriend. Yeah. So nobody. You ain't dating nobody. I'm not dating nobody else.
No. Did he ask about his girlfriend? Ask me. Would you like to be my girlfriend?
Right.
Will you be my girlfriend?
Will you be my?
Like, dudes are all around the bush with that. Like, just come on and ask. Like, dang.
Or hit me with the all time.
Can we establish that we're all 20 and up, and Latricia, who is 15.
Okay,
She has a long lasting relationship. I'm talking about us. She has a relationship with this man for 3 years.
How you bag him? How you doing?
Give me some tips.
I need to know.
Give me some tips.
Look at her.
You said you just yourself, okay?
Okay. All right. L Boogie.
Ooh. All right, don't do it.
Bag him, Trish.
Look at her. She embarrassed. Nah, check in time.
Bag him time.
How do y'all keep y'all relationship going, Trish?
How do y'all keep the fire?
The fire burning. Nothing can keep this fire out. You don't know that?
You don't know?
I don't know. Like, we just us. I can be myself around him and he can be himself around me.
Y'all be pulling around each other? That's how you know.
Misha.
No, I'm being serious. That's how you know it's real.
I'm firing them around anybody.
My drunk stink.
Okay. No, mine is too. It's like, y'all, Brooke is the belching queen. Do you hear me?
I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna just be that big. Like, I can't do that.
No, Brooke don't care who around.
I can't do that. Okay, so was y'all wondering, like, why I named it, like, the Surviving the Mind podcast? Yes.
Sure.
Did y'all look at my Facebook post? Or y'all
don't
know Facebook?
I don't get on Facebook.
I only get on Facebook when it's my birthday.
I didn't tell you my story.
After my grandma got on Facebook, I was pretty much done.
Y'all ain't seen my story. And I posted it on Instagram.
No way. I saw the pictures, but I didn't see the caption.
The with the shirt. What was it? I Survived My Suicide of Mind. That one?
Yep, I saw that one.
Did I ever tell y'all I tried to kill myself?
No,
I never. I never told y'all that.
And we supposed to end anything, but
we're my BFF.
First of all, we don't get invited to the movie.
Right, we don't get. Don't I want to see us. I like.
First of all, y'all be in Zimbabwe, Canada.
No, we don't. But we make time.
People take
we
one trip, time. And then
y'all be all over the map,
all over the world.
I be all over the map. But no, I tried to do this like 3 years ago.
Wow.
Was it 3 years? Yep. I was a junior. So, yeah, it had to have been like 3 years ago because, well, we graduated 17.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Don't tell people my age. I'm a grown woman.
So, yeah, it was like 3 years ago. And I had like, it was so crazy because I don't know, like, when I had to take medicine, I hate pills. Like, I only like liquid. Like, I hate pills. And for some reason, like, and I had just had a procedure done, so I had, like, a whole thing of pills on my dresser, and I was just, like, taking them. Now, mind you, I just got into my mom, and I was just, like, taking them pills, like, back to back to back. And then, mind you, like, I always had a problem with, like, swallowing pills because I hate them. So it was, like, weird that would have been, like, that was the first thing that came to my mind. And somebody even asked me, what were you thinking about? And I was like, I wasn't thinking about nothing. So that's why she was like, because I know this person who be on social media, they be like, I'll be trying to kill myself. And I'll be like, I could be wrong, but I don't think, like, I think they want attention. Because when I was in that state, like, I was in that state of mind. Like, when I was in that state of mind, the last thing I was thinking about was Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Like, I was not thinking about posting. Like, I want to die. Like, I'm ready. To, like,
hey, y'all, if I get fired, I'm about to off myself.
No, like, I was not thinking about that. I remember, like, it was yesterday, like, sitting up on my bed, like, asking God, like, why was I here? And, like, literally, like, why am I still here? And literally, like, a second later, I, like, literally, like, start, like, throwing up everything. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? So, in between me throwing up, my mama, like, she, like, I'm, like, I, like, tried to kill myself. And she, like, just started praying. And then it's a whole nother story after that. But I wanted to tell my story.
Right,
you
now.
Do? I'm going to do it next week. I'm okay. Going to tell, like, after the hospital part and then moving forward. But, like, I wanted to, like, tell my story because I'm in a space now to where, like, I really love them. I feel like I'm thebomb.com.
Amen.
You are. See, they got to have friends that support you. But no, little like, honestly. But no, like, I love my freaking self.
That's yeah. Good.
Like, I'm so, and I think it also comes from, like, I was going through issues at that time. I was going through issues with my first love and I felt like I wasn't attractive, and I just started thinking about, like, I have this, like, this, I don't want to say phobia, but mm-hmm. I have this weird thing when guys hug me around my waist that are not like my man or my dad, mm-hmm. because I've been touched inappropriately when I was young, mm-hmm. at a family member's house, and it was their, the in-laws, nephew. So, like, they was all gone, like, oh, whatever. And, like, it was me and an older, I was 9 or 8, wow. like, something like that. He was, like, 25.
Wow.
And I remember, you know, I'm fat. So, I remember I snuck a piece of cake after they told me not to. And he was like, I'm going to tell. I'm like, bro, what you want me to do?
Oh, no.
And he, like, just come lay on the bed. I'm like, lay on the bed? I'm like, all right. He, like, what you want to watch? I'm like, all right, SpongeBob. So I hung on SpongeBob, and he just, like, started feeling me. So I'm like, bro, like, I'm like, what you doing? He, like, bro, I'ma tell if you go do that. And every since then, like, when guys, like, hug me around my waist that are, like, not my guys. And now that I think about it, I think that's really the only man I truly love because that's the only man that I felt comfortable around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when I'm dating somebody new and they hug me around my waist, like, I cringe a little bit. Like, I get, like, defense. Like, even when my dad, like, poked me in my stomach, I'd be like, I cringe a little bit. Right. Like, because I think about that. And I even would have dreams. Like, it's been times my parents don't woke me up like, Nisha, like, what? And I've been screaming. One time, after the situation, I slept in bed with my parents, and I was just, like, screaming in my sleep. Like, screaming.
Wow.
Like, screaming to where, like, I woke up to, like, my parents literally, like, praying. My dad, like, speaking in tongues, like, praying up, like, God, keep her mind. Because, like, it was terrifying. Like, right. And then he had, like, the guy kept doing it. So I'm like, at that time, I didn't think it was nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But even, I'm going to say, I feel like it was wrong, but I didn't know, like, what he was doing, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't mm-hmm. know it was something that I should have been telling my daddy and my right. mama about, if that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
But that, like, I would think about that, and then It was like just so much going. Like I was frustrated with grades. Like it, and that's why I'm like I finally like have gotten into. I went to therapy, everything, and I finally like got into a place in my life where I'm like I want to express myself, and it's really been truly a blessing because there's been people that I haven't talked to in a while that like was texting me like I'm proud of you sis, I'm like I'm happy for you for experiencing this, and then I told my parents like I'm like dang like it's people that I really kick with heavy that I would have thought that would have been like I'm proud of you that didn't say nothing, and I was like bro that like I mean it's not that I expected them to say something right. but it was just like I would have thought that they would have said something.
Misha, I'm so proud
Did
of you.
That make
dude.
Sense?
Yes.
You are so strong. I mean,
that's
strong.
A great thing. And
Did that make sense, though? Yeah. Is that selfish to think?
No, because if you're really close with people,
And one of the people I talked about is like my BFF, so to speak. And he's the person that knows my situation. Like, the only people that knew my situation before I made it public was, like, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, as far as, like, family-wise.
Yeah.
Like, 7, 8, 9. Because they had to, like, I'll go into part two later, but they had to, like, take Trisha and Trey, like, my godparents had to, like, take them with them. Because it was, like, that bad. And it was, like, at the hospital, they were, like, by the grace of God, she's still here. Because, like, I took, like, 3 whole pills. Like, it was crazy. Like, they didn't pump my stomach or nothing.
Wow.
And they was like, by the grace of God. Well, the doctor didn't say by the grace of God. My dad said that. But the guy was like, I don't know how she's still here. That's like, I'll go into it next week. But I stayed at a mental house and everything.
Wow.
Literally. I stayed at a mental house. It's scary. And even when I drive past it, I just be like, I'm not going to shout them out. But even when I drive past it, I just be like, oh, my God. I just cringe because it was like a jail in there.
But, I mean, I would say, what are you cringing for? Because that's, like, a great story, and you could be an inspiration to other people and, you know, show people that you can live, you can survive, you can move past that, and you can grow.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, once you get to a certain place, reach back and grab other
And you will
people.
Literally be in love with yourself.
I really am.
And I think that's so amazing. Like, on but, some real geez. Stuff, Misha, like, I'm really proud and happy for you. Like, for real.
Thank you. But no, people, but people feel like, I feel like people, like, when we hear about, like, people, like, saying, like, I want to go to therapy, I try to kill myself, like, they think, like, those people are crazy. And I want to, like, change that narrative. Like, I don't think people are crazy, because I still maintain, like, well, I mean, going to therapy, I still maintain me, like, hanging out, or I still maintain me, you know, singing and, you know, being at church. Like, nobody knew. Right. So, like, it's not always the people that, like, you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, somebody had reached out to my parents, like, asked me to speak to their child, and a couple people had texted me to like hey, I'm gonna talk to you, and like, hey, can you talk to my sister, whatever. And my next prayer is like, God, like, what can I say, like, to let them know that their situation is not that big. Mm-hmm. And then people were texting me like, hey, like, how can I get a shirt? And God knows that was not my plan to make that a whole t-shirt line or whatever, but I actually want to, like, I want to, like, package it and, like, write, like, a note or whatever, because the amount of love, and I did not plan this. The next day was Mental Awareness Day or month or something like that. But, like, I really am going back to therapy because...
That's great.
And I feel like, and people, I don't want people to get alarmed when they be like, well, is she going back? But it's like, I want to prevent those steps to happening again.
It's absolutely nothing wrong with going to therapy.
And that's the misconception. I even feel like with the black church, like, I don't know if people know, but, like, my dad is a pastor, my mom is a first lady, and we have a church. And I feel like it's a misconception that when you black, period, or when you in a church, you talk to your pastor. You don't go talk to no therapist. Like, what is wrong with you?
Or they just feel like you need to be in your word. You need to pray.
You need to tarry. That's everybody heard. You need to pray. Like,
the Holy Ghost wouldn't allow.
No, but seriously.
Go to therapy. Take your medicine.
Monica and I have that conversation.
No, I'm not on medicine. Let me make that clear.
You don't have to be. No, I'm saying anybody.
It is. I feel like medicine is... it is necessary for certain people, and you know, they definitely try to put you on medication. And my mama was a strong sick, like, no, she's not getting on medication, like, period. And I was like, no, I don't. I mean, I didn't want to be on medication because I don't think that I'm, like, crazy. Do that make sense? Like, I don't feel like I'd be like, I don't want to say people that are crazy, but I don't feel like I have a chemical imbalance.
At the
but
end of the day, you just have to find what works for you and your situation, and your, and you pray and you ask God to put the right people in your life who will help you find what that is. And as far as the stigma in church, a lot of people, you can go to a Christian therapist if you want somebody who was within the faith. We got to get, like you said, rid of that stigma of, if you need help, it's help here. And we got to take the stigma away from asking for help. If you need it, you need it.
Right. One thing that irritated me after I shared, like, what happened, one person was like, did you think about how your parents would feel? And I got irritated. I was like,
supportive, proud of you. Happy to
meaning like if when you, I tried to kill myself. With, no, like meaning like the process. And I was like,
at that point.
I said at that point, I wasn't thinking about that. It's not that I never, it's not that I stopped loving my parents. It was just the fact of I just didn't want to be here. And I kind of felt like that was selfish on that person's part. Like, why would you like even like.
At a time like that.
At this time, why would you be like.
How you think your parents would have felt?
I'm like
sad.
I mean, yeah, I know that, but I'm like, dang. I mean, can't you I mean, like,
it was what they feel. Like, I'm like, but I wasn't thinking about them at the time. Thank you.
I was thinking about myself and trying to get out of this situation.
How do you feel as the knowing that your sister tried to kill herself?
Well, it do make me feel sad in some parts because I've actually gone through a period in my life where I was very depressed about like my looks and stuff. And to know that you've gone through it too, I know that I can have somebody to talk to about it when I'm feeling that low in my life. So I'm proud that you got through it and you survived.
Bro, stop.
Oh,
yay.
She
no,
emotional.
I'm just about to cry.
I'm an emotional person.
Come on. For real. I would just say this, Misha, I'm so proud of you for deciding to share your story and to come out. Because, I think that people need that. Like, people really need to know that it's people going through that.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Brooke, you ain't got nothing to say? What you ain't got to say? Real, wrapping up, like, what do you feel about, like, the issue about mental illness?
Oh, I agree too. You know, like, if you for real need to go to therapy, go to therapy. And I feel like a lot of people feel like they'll never get through what they're going through. I was just talking to Monica about this yesterday. Like,
oh, for real?
Looking
me
at
and Brooke talk about
for real.
Everything. Yeah,
like, okay, I was telling her it was one point in my life, it was really rough. Mm-hmm. And, like, while I was in that situation, I literally didn't, I never thought, like, I would be able to move past that. And, like, looking where I'm at now, like, I did. So, I feel like people always feel like this is it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah.
You it's are always gonna, at the end it's, of the tunnel. It's gonna get better.
Yeah.
And you are not alone. Like, yeah. I, you know, people can talk to you.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what? And there's so many people out here who have gone through that.
Absolutely.
That will share. So, you are not alone. For real.
And you will make it through.
I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so we about to wrap up. Y'all want to give out y'all Instagram names?
No, I don't do all that social media.
What?
No, I got Snapchat, but I ain't putting that out there.
Yeah. Snapchat, I feel like Snapchat is private.
Yeah, y'all don't want to fuck
with Tammy, what's your stuff? Instagram?
Lavish.heights with two S's.
Wow. All right, Monica, what's your stuff?
I don't post on Instagram like that, but y'all can follow me if y'all want to. It's my name, MONYCA with the T at the end. My nickname, okay. Money Cat.
All right, Monica, look at you. I'm surprised Brooke is not on social media.
No. Like I said, I'm on Snapchat,
she's not a
but
social media girl.
I ain't giving my Snapchat out.
I prefer Twitter.
Oh. Okay.
I don't go to Twitter.
Follow me
I'm
on Instagram. Twitter. I am Lamesia, Lamesia. I'm a and with the scripture, and then we're going to be out. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. More than anything, guard your mind, protect your mind, for life
Amen.
Flows from it. Thank y'all.
We no love problem. You, girl.
Y'all, we coming back, okay?
Hey.
We never seen invited again, bro.
It's about to get real.
It's about to get real juicy.
Oh, my God. She gets on my nerves. She is.